two, today we have three. And it's a fair argument that where number three came from is also the source of numbers one and two. Hey, Watson.
Well, that's a fair argument, yes, but...
Now, Watson, put it into your toilet, and let's hasten to St. Luke's, where, if I'm any judge of character, Mr. Soames will be in a fair state of fret.
Thank heavens that you have come. I feared that you had given up in despair. What am I to do? The hour of decision is upon us.
You can let the examination proceed.
But one of the candidates...
He shall not compete.
You know him?
I think so. And I will demonstrate it to you. But first, please call your servant Bannister.
Bannister?
Do as I say.
Oh. Bannister, will you come here, please?
If this matter is not to become public, Soames, we must give ourselves certain powers and resolve ourselves into a small private court-martial. So, I shall occupy this armchair.
Yes,
let's position it so its back's against the light. Yes, good. Now, you, Soames, place a chair to my right, and you, Watson, to my left. Yes? So.
Yes, Mr. Soames? You called? What was it?
Come in, Bannister, and close the door behind you. Will you please tell us the truth about yesterday's incident?
I've told you everything, sir.
Nothing to add?
Nothing at all, sir.
Well, then, I must make some suggestions to you. When you felt faint and sat down in that chair, did you do so in order to conceal some object which would have shown who'd been in the room?
No, sir. Certainly not.
That's only a suggestion. I frankly admit I'm unable to prove it, but it seems to me probable enough that the moment Mr. Soames left you alone, you released the man who was hiding in the bedroom.
There was no man, sir.
Speak up, Bannister.
There was no man, sir.
I'm sorry to hear you saying that, Bannister. Up to now, you may have spoken the truth, but now I know that you've lied.
There was no man, sir.
Come, Bannister.
No, sir. There was no one.
Well, in that case, you can give us no further information, but I would like you to remain in the room. Now, Mr. Soames, I'm going to ask you to go up to young Gilchrist and ask him to step down here.
Oh, yes. No, I don't see. Yes, of course.
Yes, Watson, I think it might be best if you were to position yourself by the window. Yes, there you may the better observe what's to follow.
Holmes, I don't quite see.
No, but you will see. I assure you that revelation is at hand. Bannister, you're sure you have nothing to say to us?
No, sir. Nothing, sir.
Very well. From now on, you'll be silent. Stand over there to the bedroom door.
Yes, sir.
Gilchrist is on his way, but I don't...
Would you please resume your seat?
Oh. Well, you want to see me, gentlemen?
Yes, Mr. Gilchrist. Would you please close the door? We are all quite alone here, and no one need ever know one word of what passes between us. We can be perfectly frank with each other. We want to know, Mr. Gilchrist, why you, an honourable man, ever came to commit such an act as you did yesterday.
Bannister!
No, Mr. Gilchrist, sir. I never said a word. Never one word.
No, but you have now. You must see, sir, that your position is hopeless. That your only chance of escaping from public disgrace lies in a frank confession.
Why, you ask, why did I do it? Well, Mr. Holmes, for now I know who you are. I have asked myself that question every moment ever since. Why?
Come, sir. It is human to err. Sit down. Sit down and compose yourself.
Thank you.
Perhaps it would be easier for you if I were to describe what occurred. You must listen carefully and see that I do you no injustice. From the moment, Mr. Soames, that you told me that no one, not even Bannister, could have known that the examination papers were in your room, the case began to take a definite shape in my mind. It seemed an unthinkable coincidence that a man should dare to enter the room, and that, by chance, on the very day the paper should be on that table. I dismissed that. The man who entered knew that the papers were there.
But how could he have known?
Now, one moment, Watson. I am right, am I not, Mr. Gilchrist?
Yes.
Now, Watson, you ask how could he have known. Mm. When we came to St. Luke's yesterday, you remember that I first examined this window from the outside.
I do indeed.
You, Mr. Soames, amuse me by supposing that I was contemplating the possibility of someone having...